when the invitation was given, what a joy it was to see so many respond to commit their heart and life to Christ and to commit their homes in a new way to the Lord Jesus. On that evening, we had the joy of having with us a couple who came to know Christ during the 1959 Crusade. And today on the broadcast, it's a great delight to introduce Ron Baker to you and to have him share with you some of the personal witness he shared for Jesus Christ that evening here at Brandwood Racecourse. Ron, we welcome you to the broadcast of the Hour of Decision today.
Thank you, Cliff, and I'm glad to be here.
Ron, as you think back over the past 20 years, when in 1959 at the Sydney Showground you first came to hear the message of Christ and His love, can you remember what your life was like before you came to the Crusade?
Yes, my life was one beaten by alcoholism, drug abuse, and I was steeped in witchcraft, and my life was beginning to go downhill along the lines of immorality, and I sure was in a mess.
Let me ask you this. What brought you to the Crusade?
Well, I was employed as a government bus driver, and I had to drive busloads of people from churches to the Crusade, and that's how I came to be there in the first place.
Your wife had come a couple of nights before that, had she not?
She was taken to the Crusade by a Christian friend who had invited her to hear Mr. Graham speak. And, of course, that was a real joy and a real thrill for her, because that night when he preached on the home, Beryl, my wife, committed her life to Christ. On the following Tuesday night, after Beryl had committed her life to Christ, which was the previous Friday night, I had finished a day shift on the buses, and this friend who took Beryl to the Crusade was at my home, waiting to take me to the Crusade. So I got into his car with him in my bus driver's uniform, came out to the Crusade, and just sat and listened and thought, well, you know, what's this all about? Is this for me? And I thought, no way. And that's how I thought until the invitation was given. And then when I heard Mr. Graham say that God is speaking to a man here tonight, and that man, God is going to take and use. And I wondered who told Mr. Graham I was there. But I didn't realize for a little while that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And then suddenly inside of me something wonderful happened. And I heard this voice say, go. And here I went to the front to commit my life to Christ. But most of the people who had gone forward were already down at the dais. I seemed to be walking alone, but I really wasn't alone, because that was the commencement of my walk with the Lord Jesus Christ.
I understand, Ron, that you were basically illiterate. You couldn't read and could scarcely write your name. What happened in those ensuing weeks and months that got you into the Word? How did you learn to read, and what have you done about the education since then?
Well, first of all, I had a few problems that I had to overcome, the problems of alcoholism and drug abuse and all the other things that were associated with my sinful way of life. And as I grew spiritually, I realized that I need to read the Bible. Indeed, that became the first book that I have ever read. So I looked around and sought help, and finally was helped by some school teachers who tutored me in the basics of education, who taught me how to read. And of course, at that particular time when I came to Christ, I had a speech impediment and could not speak as well as I speak now. And I went and had some speech therapy for 4 years. So I learned how to speak, and I learned how to read, and I learned those basic things that are necessary. Well, from that particular learning program, I then graduated to learn theological truths from the Bible and also how to go about studying the Bible. And then I entered the Baptist Bible College in New South Wales and for 2 years studied as a Bible College student and drove buses in and around Sydney at night, which was 19 hours a day for 2 years, and then graduated from the Bible College and then went on to do a 4-year theological course. And during that time, for 3 of those 4 years, I pastored a student church here in Sydney. And then in 1969, I graduated from theological training. That was 6 years of college training, all told. And then in 1970, I was ordained to the Christian ministry after I wrote a thesis on the subject, Is Satan a Reality? So that was the beginning of how the Lord, in a wonderful way, brought me from that state of illiteracy through a college program and on to what I am today. It was just amazing, as we've had the opportunity of visiting with you, to see the reflection of God's grace and His mercy in your life, in your face, and in the witness that we have received from others of your ministry now throughout New South Wales and Australia. Perhaps the greatest confirming witness that we could ever have that the gospel which Mr. Graham proclaims night after night, the gospel of God's redeeming love in Jesus Christ, really works, and that He can take us where we are and make us His children and implant the Holy Spirit within us to teach us and to lead us. And we would ask our prayer partners around the world to remember you and your ministry, because you are holding crusades yourself, aren't you, all across this country?
That's right, Cliff. Right across Australia now. This is my fifth year in full-time evangelistic ministry, and I'm thoroughly enjoying the privilege which the Lord has given me to tell others of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And I have seen many come to know Him and will come to know Him in the days that are ahead.
We assure you of our continued prayers, Ron, and perhaps someday in the providence of God we'll be able to have you visit us in our country, and you can share this same personal witness with so many folks over there who need Him. This has been Ron Baker we've been chatting with here in Sydney, a man who came to Christ in 1959 and has experienced the marvel of God's redeeming grace.